in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
The whole of this crazy society is based on money. Ironically, money that has never, does not, and will never exist. It's just figures on the screen.
They've run the system, the whole economic system of the world, for the last 200 years. So why shouldn't they also run the economic system for the next few hundred years?
Welcome to Mile High Liberty Radio. I am your host, Michael Storm, and it is Monday, July 9th. We're into hour number two. As always, you can find us here from 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time all around the world on the Internet, via satellite, on radio, over your phone. All of these things can be found out at MileHighLibertyRadio.com. You can find out how to listen to us in any number of ways. And as always, RepublicBroadcasting.org over on the right-hand side in the gray box. Down on the bottom, it says listen online live to Mile High Liberty Radio. Click on that, and it will open up a little player from Shoutcast. That's one of the places you can listen to us from as well. If you have Shoutcast installed and hooked up on your system and ready to go, you're perfect. You can listen to us, or just click that link, like I said, and we'll be here talking about solutions today. I've been ranting a little bit kind of about the medical industry, and it's because we're often called conspiracy theorists, very often called conspiracy theorists, as people who believe that the medical pharma industry has taken money and positions over the health and importance of the individual people that come to these people for help, from all the way down to the doctors themselves, because they can't buck the system, if for no other reason because they're going to get booted out and they're going to get ostracized. I mentioned Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She was a nurse who was giving people these injections and these shots for flu and all of these vaccines that were given when we're young. And she was starting to notice that, things weren't right. Things didn't match up with what they're saying. And then one day she picked up an insert and read that insert, and now she has great information and using their own statistics and their own numbers. And we're going to get her in here sometime. I'm working on it. I've been trying to contact her, and she's a hard woman to get a hold of. She's very busy, but to have her come in and talk about this whole issue of the shots, and she can give you much better detail about her life and how she found out about it all, obviously. But I've gone and looked too, and I mentioned about how there's any number of graphs that you can find out there that have taken the numbers over the years, and you see this trend in all of these shots, no matter where it is, all over the world, with this medical pharma industry and their vaccination programs for flu and everything else, that at best, these things, these shots, these vaccines have caused these things to prolong their existence. What looked like a straight down, we're going to drop right out of it, it'll drop right off the face of the earth, all of a sudden plateaus, or even shoots back up if you take the right results and don't change the names of the disease, like they did with the polio vaccine within the years following its release. You'll see it levels off or shoots straight back up instead of actually going away, which was the trend with our knowledge of health, of food, of vitamins, of minerals, all the things that are no good for us, in fact. So I'll get off of that subject, because I want to the reason I got into it is because it's a news story and it's out there, but the reason I got into it for myself specifically has to do with what I said, this idea that we've got to start paying more attention. Start paying more attention to what's important by, one, shutting off the TV. Shut off the television. I know the cable guy is not going to like the sound of that, but, you know, you've got to start somewhere, and I think that's the number one spot, because you're literally in a dreamlike, daze-like sleep state when you are watching TV. You know, if you put on a chart, it's all about charts today, and you can't even see it. This is beautiful radio. You can't even see it. So if you put it on a chart, we won't put it on a chart. If you shut off the TV, you'll notice that your head actually clears, because you really are. You're really in almost a sleep-like state. All studies that have been done on it show that when you watch TV for more than a few minutes, your mind takes on a trance sleep-like state, and you are subjectable to programming, this exact same programming that I'm talking about, that, well, it comes out of commercials. Yeah, they're programming you because they want your product, but they might also be programming you with ideas. You see a commercial where two women live together or two men live together. Well, yeah, we know that happens, but we know that the real standard is a man and a woman and a family living together, and that's what most people are seeing. So they're pushing an issue at you without you even knowing it. I don't know, it might be breakfast cereal or something. You might not even catch it. We're slipping into a break. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. We're talking about solutions as always, and I've been talking to you today. Let me give you a little background. We're talking about just kind of, I started this last Friday, and it's this idea that we've got to get this TV shut off, and we got to start paying a little bit more attention to what's going on around us as sort of the first step in waking up anyone. If you could get them to just shut off the TV for a little while and quit with the programming. We're talking about it because I'm guilty of this too, and it's specifically this issue of not paying attention. And it's not just the, you know, with the medical pharma industry or anything like this. I'm talking about everything. And the specific issue that brought me to think about it today is my own responses to people when I'm talking to them or I'm chatting with them on Facebook or Messenger or just in person or whatever, and not listening. I'm just as guilty of it. I'm not here preaching. I'm here teaching and trying to learn. I'm just as guilty of this as anyone, if not more guilty of it than some, because obviously I have the ability to sit here and run my mouth on an endless number of topics for any given reason and any amount of time. So I'm just as guilty of it as anyone, and what'll happen is I'll... like Facebook is really easy to do, so we'll just kind of glide into that notion, where you misread something because you don't understand the emotion behind where how it was written, because you can't see the person's face or you can't hear their voice or anything like that. And that's not even the worst one. You know, getting upset or going on about something that was misperceived or misunderstood in what somebody else typed online is kind of a given. But then to not even read it, to actually just assume that because of something else they said maybe, or because of the topic, or because you've had somebody else reply it to you before, it's the most likely response from the people, because you know you're still trying to teach people and make them understand about it, which is to just assume that you said something that you didn't, because you, that they didn't read it, or you didn't, you assume that they didn't, that they are thinking one thing or meaning one thing because you didn't read the whole thing. You read one sentence and just jump right into assuming that you know exactly what the rest of it's going to be without reading the entire thing. Maybe by the time you get to the last sentence in a two or three sentence post, the person is going to clarify what they mean by the previous statements in the sentence, and you took off running on and started to get upset and type and go on about the very first thing they said without reading the rest of it. But that's obvious with Facebook, but it happens in person all the time too. End up stepping over somebody, assuming that you know. We've all got to take on this, take this on ourselves to just shut up for a little bit longer, one more second, or just to finish the thought, finish the sentence, finish the idea. Think about it before you respond. Give yourself, just stop. Go, mull the idea over in your head for a minute. Just give it one more second. That's all I'm asking of anybody. All I'm asking of myself is to give it one more second of thought before you say something, before you do something, before you respond in anger, like I was talking about earlier in the show. This is why this whole conversation has led where it has led, because we're not paying attention, whether it's because of the fact that the TV is on and our heads filled with BS from Justin Bieber and you know, 90210. My God, they brought that show back. Teen Wolf, you know, the movies were fun and campy, and now it's a vampire werewolf show on TV. You know, maybe our heads are filled with all of these things, and we're not thinking clearly. Well, you know what? Maybe their head is too. We gotta stop. Stop for one more second. Just take that one extra breath. Don't even count to three. I know they tell you count to three or pinch yourself or any of that. One more second. Just one more second of thought toward what you're going to say, how you're going to respond to somebody, and why you're going to respond that way. Maybe it's best that you had just said your piece and you moved on. Maybe you don't, you know, maybe what you're saying or thinking is about to start an argument with somebody, and that all comes back to the intent and the idea that you get that person angry, and then that person goes and makes somebody else angry, and that person makes somebody else angry, and that person makes somebody else angry, and you have a chain of events of people all pissed off at each other, or not even at each other, at different people and more people, and it's just it's a spiraling out of control thing that you can stop by taking that one more second to just think about that response. Again, I'm guilty of this myself, and that's why I'm talking about it. I want myself to beat this into my own head that I have got to stop for at least that one more second and think, what I'm about to say, what I'm about to do is about to have an effect. Even if it's just on Facebook, even if it's just that one idiot, and you know he's an idiot that you're arguing with, how is it going to... How is what I say, what I do, what I respond going to cause this person, even if they're just yelling back at me, well, you're still sitting here getting angry and you're not being understood and they're not being heard. I know this one all too well. When you're not being heard, and there's a reason for it, because these people can't listen. They don't understand the language. You're bringing foreign ideas into their very much alien, xenophobic world. You know, they don't want these ideas. They're completely outside of their realm. That completely upsets their equilibrium, and so they're going to fight against it and resist against it. And if you're already at that stage, how is it going to get any better if you continue to just not think for that one more second. If you continue to push the issue with someone who's obviously not listening, it's so hard, because I get it. You want them to understand. You're like, come on. I'm not saying anything to you that – I'm not saying it to you in a different language. I'm not saying anything to you that you can't reasonably understand for yourself, so why aren't you understanding me? I get that. I totally get that. It's very frustrating. But what we really need to look at is that that person is not going to get it anymore, and we need to stop being frustrated with ourselves and with them to cut off that chain, that chain of events that occurs, like I described, from you making or me making or him making a bad decision without thinking that one further second about, you know, if I just... I don't know if I relayed how I've taken recently to trying to respond to people, and again, this is so hard, when they are not listening, not understanding, they're mischaracterizing what I say or outright lying about what I've said or anything like that. I've stopped and tried to not get into the argument with them anymore and actually demand that they apologize to me for the mischaracterization. Give me an apology. You owe me an apology. I'm not going to continue the conversation with you anymore. Look, this is what I said. I didn't mean anything different. You're trying to make it sound like this. You need to apologize to me, or this is the end of the conversation. Well, usually it's the end of the conversation, and that's probably a good way to leave it, because, like I said, maybe the best thing for you to do is just say your point and go on. Let it sink in. Plant the seed instead of sitting there trying to till the ground by force and ripping it up. Just plant the seed and walk away. Leave it alone. Let these people figure it out for themselves, because eventually most of us do, as far as that goes. I mean, if you plant the right seed to them and you continue to plant the seeds, you know, that argument that I had with the guy in the car that I've reiterated before, you know, I lost that argument when all I had to do was look over at that guy and say, really, have you researched it? Do you know? And he'd be like, what could he say? You know, because odds are he hasn't researched it. Odds are he doesn't know what you know. Odds are he doesn't understand what you understand or I understand. And sometimes it's just best to let it go, especially if it's going to cause that conflict. And this is what it all adds up to. The intent turns into action. And the intent of your words, you should know them, or your actions, you should know it before they actually spill out of your mouth or out of your hands, right? You should know what you intend to do instead of reacting instantly. Rah! You know, yeah, that visceral response might be due if somebody attacks you, like physically jumps on you and starts to beat the hell out of you. You might actually need to respond like that. In fact, I would suggest that you probably do respond like that. But, you know, somebody just conversing, he's half a block away and hollering at you and obviously walking away, or you know, a half a planet away, running his mouth about something he knows absolutely nothing about on Facebook because he's making assumptions about you, which you know aren't true. None of these things should even bother you at all anymore. We've got to get past this notion that we have to defend our notions or our lifestyle to anyone else, because we don't have to. We can plant the seeds, we can give them the idea that maybe what they're thinking about is wrong, and that, you know, oftentimes that's going to work. You don't, the force is what they use, and I don't mean Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader, the force. Force is what those guys, them, they use. The military, the government, NATO, the global organizations, the elitists, all of these out of control groups that want to control us when they're the ones that need a control. Mind boggling. I'm going to slip into something different. We're about ready to go into a break. I just want you to shut off the TV, because the longer you keep it shut off, the clearer your head will get, the more awake you will become, the better you will be able to think. I want you to read a little bit more. There's a lot of information that can still be gleaned from books. I know everybody's putting the stuff up there on the internet. That's fine. It works just like a book, too. In fact, they have digital books. I suggest hardback books. as opposed to digital books, because if you know you're 1984, you know that they can go back and change these things. Well, if you have the book right there on your shelf, it'd be kind of hard for them to change the words. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm, and as always, you'll find us right here, 3 to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, mountain hours, mountain time. Mountain hours, I got mountain hours on the brain. I'm going to talk about them next year for a couple of minutes. But we're here, mountain time, 3 to 5 p.m. every Monday through Friday, talking about solutions. And today I've been just kind of free-forming about waking up and shutting off the TV and paying a little bit more attention and that notion of just stopping for one more second before you say something, before you think, not even counting to three, not even pinching yourself, you know. No, just one second. Keep your mouth shut one more second. Keep the fingers off the keyboard and the enter key one more time. You know, just don't send that angry email or text right away. Think about it first, and you know, even if you think you know you didn't lose the conversation, but you think you did because you didn't change the other person's view, you didn't lose the conversation in that you didn't get mad, you didn't leave the person thinking, oh, that 9/11 conspiracy theorist is an ass because he wants to argue with people and fight with people and he doesn't want to hear about anything else. Listening. I want to jump into talking about Mile High Liberty Radio being up at Puff this past weekend, myself and the We Are Change guys, and of course, you know, the We Are Change Colorado guys are the backbone of this radio show and help all, you know, many of the people that come in here and talk with us are actual members of We Are Change, specifically the We Are Change Colorado chapter here. And they all do this because they're all about the truth, and that's why we do this here. We're all about the truth, and you know, we say we're talking about the solutions as opposed to bullhorning things. Well, maybe, you know, the We Are Change is where you can go do some of that bullhorning, you know, join up with a group like We Are Change, or there's Colorado 9/11 visibility here if you're maybe a little older, calmer person. But don't even take that necessarily as a reason not to come. Just because we might be out there bullhorning or something like that, trying to get people's attention, trying to wake them up, because there are people, and We Are Change of every age range. We've had people in there recently as young as 16, the children of other people who come to hang out with us. And I won't even pretend to tell you how old some of the older members of the group are. Let's just say they have gray hair and wrinkles, and they're just as welcome and just as supportive and just as much a part of We Are Change as all the people that, you know, you might actually find out there on the street. I get it. If you're walking around with a cane, or, you know, you're pushing it up there, retirement age, you may not want to stand out in the street in the cold and the rain with a sign that says 9/11 inside job. But you know what? Your presence is still wanted, welcome, needed at places like We Are Change Colorado. WeAreChangeColorado.org. If you're on the Front Range here, come and visit us. We have meetings every Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. Right now we're meeting it Hooked on Colfax. We're going to secure a new long-term place. We had a wonderful place provided by one of our members, and that went away because he got caught up in the mortgage fraud thing that we've talked about before, just like a whole bunch of other people did. And so our meeting place went away, and we bounced around a little bit, but we settled it Hooked, and now we had an anonymous donation come into We Are Change that is going to be used specifically to help us find a permanent home again. It really is, because it's tough. We want to be able to tell people that they can come and be with our family of We Are Change and know where we are, and it be normal and stable, and you know, all these things that you want when, you know, you don't want to go trying to scramble around trying to catch up with people when you're just trying to catch up with everyday life too, just so that you can hang out with them and feel like you have a thought. You know, it's just as tiring as anything we else do, try to chase us around to find where we're at or something. So we try to maintain the stability, and we're actually going to use that donation that we just got to get us a permanent home. And that's going to be really great, because we've all been looking forward to it. There are a lot of people, including some of these older individuals that I'm talking about that visit We Are Change, that haven't come because they don't like to be chasing us all over town, because that's exactly what it is. So we will very soon have us a new permanent home within the next month or so, I would imagine, because we're all working on it together. In fact, if you know something, you know, a space that can be rented out for maybe $25 or $50 a month, or a place where that we can meet, you know, they've got tables and stuff every Monday from 7 to 9. That would be wonderful information for us to have. WeAreChangeColorado.org. Send that information there. Any help in that respect, because we want to, it's a constant battle. It's not just about having a home. It's about having a home that's central, because we're trying to cover the entire Front Range as far as that goes. We want people to be able from all over, you know, at least within an hour's time or whatever, to be able to drive in and meet us. So it's got to be a central location. It has to have space for 60 or 100 people or more, because we're a very large group when we're stable like that. We immediately jump up to 50, 60 people right away. As that stability grows, it continues to grow as we continue to invite more people in. We, you know, we need a place to keep the things like the banners and the tables and the CD burners, and we need to be able to hold a CD party at the place. You know, we need to be able to set the big towers that we have, the DVD burners and CD burners up there that we can copy, because that's what we do, is we create, or Alex Jones will create a movie, or Jason Burmes will create a movie, and we copy those things. They give us permission to do it, or we've created it ourselves and don't have to give ourselves permission. And we give out that information. WeirdChangeColorado.org is the place to look. WeirdChange.org, if you're anywhere else in the world, almost everywhere has a Weird Change chapter within, you know, that hour's ride or something like that. If not, start your own. Make your own movement. Be the change you want to be, to use the saying. It's Mile High Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. We're talking about solutions, and the solution for us is always about coming together, about doing what's right by knowing by having some knowledge of the truth, by having some knowledge of what world events are going on, how your government is doing things, how it behaves around the world as well as here at home. All these things you need to arm yourself with this information. It's all part about this waking up and shutting off the TV, because you're not going to get it on the TV. I guarantee you that. I mean, if you're already an awake person, you can sit there and watch TV. Because presumably you should be able to get out of it what's important and just do away with the rest. I don't know you want to waste your time necessarily doing that, but there are reasons why you might want to maintain a knowledge about pop culture, because it's very easy to talk to people if you understand about pop culture. They watched CSI last night. If you watched it last night too, you can relate to them. If they did something statist or scumbaggery or, you know, in support of the banksters or something like that on CSI, you could actually point that out to them because you saw that. If they use some sort of mind programming technique that you're aware of because you listen to Alan Watt and you understand how they use the television to program people, you could explain it. Oh, you know what? I heard that they use this particular technique when they're trying to, you know, you could actually explain this to people because you could talk to them about their favorite character. I don't know what the dude's name is. I don't even care. I tried to watch that CSI Miami show once. It's about 10 minutes of it sitting over at my buddy Brian's house. His wife was sitting there watching it. Oh, my God. This was just 10 minutes of the most horrid, mind-numbing crap I have ever experienced in my life. I do not kid you. It's beyond me how anyone could watch, particularly David Caruso. Oh, my God. How did he get popular? Because watching that, I don't even want to talk about it. It's just terrible. I mentioned earlier how sometimes it's hard not to, you know, slap that kind of stupid label on some people, and you know, they deserve it sometimes. There are obviously any number of great, wonderful performers who can mesmerize and entertain an audience with their look or the tone of their voice or the message that they're sending across. Even without speaking, sometimes there are people that could do this. David Caruso, in this, I don't know, did they write it for him? Does he really act like that? I've never seen him in anything else. I never watched anything that he was on. I watched a little bit of that, NYPD Blue that he was on originally, but it's not the same. He was a different person back then, I guess, and a different actor. I don't know. It's just, the reason that I'm talking about it is because it's so hard to understand. I got into this earlier about why don't people get it, and is it worth us trying to get them to get it? Maybe it might be worth it to get them to wake up overall in the scheme of things, but is it worth it? Is it worth it in the expense of our energy? Was the context that I put it in, and our health and our wellness and our well-being? And I specifically was speaking about the system, people within the system, in that so much is that it's broke, and that. I don't know, people like to use the Morpheus quote from the first Matrix movie where he's talking to Neo. They're inside the computer program one of the very first times, you know, like the second or third time that Neo's ever been plugged into the system, plugged back into the Matrix. And they're walking down the street of New York, and Morpheus is leading Neo, and they walk past the woman in the red dress, and Neo is looking at the red dress and not paying attention to the story. But ultimately what Morpheus is talking about the entire time is that the people that are in the system are a part of the system, and if you're one of them, if all of them are a danger to you. In that respect, if you're not paying attention and you don't see that they're all in that system and understand it, they're in the matrix, they're a danger to you. Are you paying attention to me, or are you paying attention to the woman in the red dress? And then he turns around and there's a gun pointed at his head. And so he's about to die. So you gotta be paying attention. Watch what the system is doing. Well, these people in the system will fight for it. And that's what Morpheus is talking about. He's talking about they're so hopelessly dependent upon the system that they will fight to keep it in place. They don't know anything else. And so invariably many of them are hopeless. They will never be useful to any cause other than being an obstruction. They're not even good for their own cause and their own support of the system. They'll just be in the way, and they will fight to stay in their system. The other good example from the Matrix is the Cypher character. The one that turns out to be the traitor, the Judas of the group, he's the one that is involved with Smith and has dinner with him and says ignorance is bliss and wants to be put back into the system. That there's enough of that. I mean, it certainly speaks to what is going on out there, because they're told by their program system when to report on you, or you see the things. I've seen them in Walmart. They have television screens at every checkout counter at the Walmart, and there'll be something up there, Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security, that one. She's up there saying, turn in your neighbors. If you see something, say something thing. And they're being programmed like that, and they're being programmed. And it's not, that's a good thing. I get it. Yeah, if you see something actually suspicious, you probably should do something about it. You probably should report it. But the problem is that what they're reporting is are innocuous things as being suspicious. A perfect example, the guy that I just mentioned that I was over at his house and his wife was watching CSI Miami. Well, this guy, he's a friend of mine, and he works at a paintball field sometimes. And at this paintball field, they got a document from Homeland Security that it says on it, watch out for terrorist activity. By the way, terrorist activity is guys who shave their face. Anybody who wants to come in as a group and play paintball together as a group in a war games type scenario. I wonder where it is. It might be in reach. I've been tending to keep it around with me because it's such a perfect example, and it's only one example of a number of ways that your neighbors are being told that things that you're doing, things as innocuous as paying with cash, are terrorist activities. I am a member of the Freedom Movement, the Liberty Movement. I spent my weekend with Adam Kokesh, Luke Radowski, Sheriff Richard Mack, Gary Franchi, Joby Weeks, all of these names that are all over the internet doing huge things in the Freedom Movement, in the Liberty Movement, whatever you want to call it. I consider myself a member of the Liberty Movement. It's in the name of the radio show, Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm a terrorist because I consider myself a friend of freedom. And that's just this generic notion that they have set in our neighbors. On the 4th of July, I hung my flag upside down. I also set a Mach M16 up in the window to tell anybody that if they had a problem with the fact that my flag was upside down, they might want to think twice about it first. But the notion is that, obviously we're in distress, but people don't know that. People don't understand that the upside down flag is standard maritime, and is understood throughout the world as being a signal of distress. And rather than get that explained to them, someone would probably rather come along and, well, look, there's an upside down flag and that guy's got a 9/11 bumper sticker. He obviously hates America. I'm going to bust his windows out of his car or something like that without even completely understanding. He'd probably never ask me. But that's dangerous. That's subversive. If my neighbors were to have called the cops about that, the cops would show up at my door. I would have to explain why there's a Mach M16 in my window, even though I shouldn't have to explain to anyone why I have any gun ever, anywhere, because it's none of their business, let alone a fake one. And I might be able to, you know, I might get lucky. The cop shows up. He might actually know. He might have been a sailor. You know, I live in Colorado. It's kind of landlocked, in case you don't know. It's in the middle of the nation of America. We don't have a whole lot of bodies of water. I didn't grow up, you know, on Galveston Island and know what maritime laws are and how to tie a knot and, you know, tie the boat off to the, you know, I don't know any of that, but I know that the upside down flag means that it's distress. I might have got lucky and the cop might have understood that too. It might have not been any problem, but just something like that could, in our time right now, get me labeled as a terrorist just because they don't understand. It actually, I've seen it in that MIAC report. It says specifically that the upside down flag is a representation of some anti-government group, and that's BS. If anybody is taking, I'll tell you that right now, any of you, I don't care who you are in America, if you have taken that symbol as a symbol for your movement, you're an idiot, because that symbol already exists and means something else. It means distress, nothing more, nothing less. And if the government is stupid enough to think that that is what that is it, I don't know, the BIAC report was the report where they went through and listed exactly all this stuff that I'm talking about before they started sending out, I guess, all of these little flyers that I mentioned to the different businesses. Not just paintball. I know you could use paintball as an excuse, I suppose, to say that somebody was trying to train for something. That's sort of reasonable. But, I mean, these kinds of documents are going around to all different types of stores, surplus supply stores even, and that's nothing but, you know, so you don't buy weapons at surplus supply stores, you buy camping gear at surplus supply stores, you know, tents and shovels and fishing poles, and, you know, at my surplus supply store, that's what you get. Yeah, you get the secondary military stuff, but it's not like you're buying tanks and RPGs and things like that. It's jackets and, you know, some of the rafts or things like that that are leftover military stock. These are not subversive by any means. These are things that people in Colorado use to go up to the mountains all the time. My truck is packed with this stuff. I just got back from the Puff Festival. My truck is packed with things that are subversive, apparently, to the government. Things like compasses, my own, the ability to cook my own food, you know, set up a tent anywhere. These things are all, apparently, they're all bad because they're sitting around these documents, and that's what the MIAC report was all about. It specifically went through and labeled people, you know, Christians. If you're a Christian, you're probably a terrorist because you're a fundamentalist. Alright, well, okay, I suppose. White guys, you're terrorists because you're white and you don't like your government because you're not happy, I guess. Because I don't know. I really don't quite understand the color thing. I didn't get that. I didn't get it with the Arabs. When people started getting all hyped about the Arabs, they're over there, kind of caught up in their own thing over there. This thing that happened here, the 9/11, was something completely different, and to turn it into Muslims versus Americans, I didn't understand. To turn Americans against Americans, to turn the American police against the Americans, when nothing of the kind that's going on in the rest of the world has occurred here in America. The incidences, both of them, major incidences that have occurred that we could talk about and have talked about, Oklahoma and 9/11, were fabricated instances, and nothing like them has ever occurred since. And you can talk about, oh, well, that's because Homeland Security has done their job. Well, what job have they done? We've seen the FBI and all these guys setting up people to do crimes and then busting them. That's a whole hell of a lot different than people who actually just set out with nefarious ideas in mind, planning to kill innocent people entirely. It's not only not the same ballpark, it's not even the same game type of thing. So I was talking about the MIAC report and how this labels all of us as terrorist because I was talking about me specifically saying that I'm part of this liberty movement and spent all this time hanging out with these people that have these so-called subversive ideas because they're so vague in their application. That was always the problem from day one. The problem that everybody had, well, that we had with the Patriot Act and all the legislation that immediately followed after 9/11 is that it painted such a broad picture, and you could watch how they would narrow the picture each time to their own specific, you know, what their agenda is at that time. At the time, obviously, was the Arab-Muslim thing. So they go after the Arab-Muslims, get us to go into a war, start several wars, in fact, over there that are still going on, that we're still fighting, and still starting new ones. It just conned, boom, just like that. And it's all about this programming that I've been talking about all day and shutting off this TV, becoming more aware and spreading these ideas to your neighbors. I can't even stress how hard it can be sometimes to do it, but I can tell you how very, very rewarding it is to do something like Puff. I'll come back and wrap up the show talking about the Puff Festival and what I've been talking about me spending the weekend with all these figures in the Liberty Movement, and we'll just tell you about some of the fun stuff we did throughout the weekend, because really, you want to talk about finding it hard to come back to work, even a job that you enjoy, something like this, spend 3 or 4 days just hanging out in the mountains. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Mile High Liberty Radio. I'm your host, Michael Storm. Excuse me, and I'm choking to death. No, I have my drink, but it's almost gone. That's gone. It'll help a little bit. You're listening to Mile High Liberty Radio, as always, from Monday 3 to 5 p.m. You can find us here Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time, all around the world on Republic Broadcasting Network. And I've just been kind of chatting at you today because I didn't really have anything planned out, and I'll tell you why. It's because I went to the Puff Festival this weekend. We've been talking about it all this time. Well, it finally happened this weekend, and, oh, I don't know, there was 60, 70 people running around up there, a bunch of us from We Are Change Colorado, Mile High Liberty Radio, Musicians for Freedom, representatives from the Green Party were there. There were people from, Arizona, Wisconsin, D.C., New York, Vermont, Texas. Some people drove up from Texas. It was awesome. It was a great time. We camped out. A bunch of us from We Are Change Colorado camped out by the lake there in Frisco and hung out in Breckenridge with Luke Radowski and Adam Kokesh and Sheriff Richard Mack and Jordan Page. And really, it was all just a really, really wonderful, wonderful time. And I had so much fun. And the only thing that I missed was my family because they didn't come with me. I completely disconnected. I left my cell phone with my wife and used somebody else's cell phone to send her a text every once in a while just to make sure everything was good. But other than that, I completely disconnected except for the show on Friday. For that two-hour period I was on, I looked at Facebook a little bit while I was doing the show. But other than that, I was completely unplugged. I had no idea what was going on in the world. And I tell you what, I did not care. I was so happy to be just with all of these people who love liberty and they love the Constitution and they love this idea that we can all get along by just being our own people and taking care of ourselves. And when we need to come together, we will because we want to, not because we're forced to by a government mandate or at the barrel of a gun or any of these other socialist notions, or you give them any of a bunch of different names like that, whatever you want to term it. Some of you, I'm sure, believe that capitalism is all at fault about this, and this is to me, that's just semantics. That's playing with the words. It doesn't get to the point of the problem. And even if you do get to the point of the problem, we come back to it all the time. What are you going to do about it? Start with you. Go to We Are Change Colorado or We Are Change in your area if you're not in Colorado and get involved. You will find that as soon as you find people that there are people out there that are doing this. It's not just Luke Radowski or Adam Kokesh out way out there on the East Coast or something like that who are doing things. There are people right there in your own backyard that are doing things. Look up, go to YouTube and type in Newt, as in Newt Gingrich, N-E-W-T, Newt World Order, and you can see what We Are Change Colorado can do with a bullhorn and, you know, with a little bit of, I don't know, just doing what we're doing, you know, what we're saying we're doing. When we set out to go and change a mind or put an idea out there, you can do all these things too. That's exactly what I'm getting at by joining a group like that. It's good for your sanity. And it doesn't matter what age you are. I told you about that earlier. It doesn't matter what age you are. But it's good for your sanity in the sense that even if you can just find like-minded people to help you back up your own worldview, you know, that alone bring some sanity, because if you share anything of a worldview, anything like my own, where you are supposed to be responsible for your own life and where you should take charge of, not the government and not all of these other